Well, happy Sunday, everyone. We're here on our own private island to give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dishin' Days right here at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by a gaggle of gals.
Gaggle!
Starting from my far, 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 far left, or should we say au revoir.
Alexis, I think that's you.
No.
Hello, everyone.
You're the furthest left.
I am the furthest left.
Shout out to Alexis.
Thank you.
Holds it down in the booth. Hey, Alexis.
I think you were talking about somebody else.
I am. I am talking about the international jet setter herself.
Mark J. Freeman. Mark J. Freeman.
Mark J. Freeman. And, of course, we have our own... handsome, talented, world-renowned host here at AfterBuzz TV.
I just introduced myself, you silly goose!
Matthew.
But I'll do it again!
You're ridiculous.
You are indeed ridiculous.
I just finished a cup of coffee!
Oh my god. Now you sound like Liza. If you guys are tuning in live, welcome and thank you so much. Make sure you guys are joining us in the chat and connect with us on the social medias. On the social medias. We are Dishin' Days on Facebook and Instagram and _ Dishin' Days on Twitter. And of course you can follow us individually, and those are marked probably somewhere underneath there.
You can find me at Lounging with Tony.
And you can find me at Lorraine Love. That's LORAYNELOVE.
It's a whole avenue, girl. You don't want to go down.
You don't want to claim that one. You can find me all over Matthew E. Payne. Well, hey, gals. How's it going?
Good. Chapter to retry. Hold on.
We took last week off for Memorial Day. So belated Memorial Day. And thank you to those who serve and to those who lost their lives for us. We appreciate it. Thank you. And our very own Mark J. Freeman went to La Prairie.
Gay Prairie. I gayed it up.
Which is weird. Did.
I know. Like, just when you thought it couldn't get gayer.
There it is.
This lady rolled off the plane.
Right. Did you have a great time?
I did. I did.
I love that somehow you correlated Billy's birthday into your trip. As if you were going to Paris.
For
Billy. Right. For his birthday.
How did I do that?
You just did it, though.
You're like, where would I spend Billy's birthday?
Yeah.
And we're like, but what does that... You're not going to be with Billy, so what does that have to do with anything?
Well, he did... He's like, Paris is romantic.
Right.
He did text me on his birthday.
He did. And I coincidentally hung out with him.
You were there with him, yeah.
I mostly talked to Gina, though. Shout out to Gina. Hi, yeah, Gina. I absolutely love her. Billy just gets in the way.
Good. He'll help you take care of Billy.
I don't have a problem with that.
Perfect. You help him take care of Gina.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it. I like it. I
feel
want
like
more of it.
You wore a beret in Paris. Is that true?
I did not. I thought about it, but I did not wear. I have one, actually. I wish I would have thought to. I always think of stuff after. Like, I'm there. I'm like, oh, I should have done that. But I didn't. Like I said, I just wanted to, like, I was there a day by myself, and then my husband showed up the next day. So I said, I just wanted to kind of try to blend in.
Girl,
as fast as I can.
Girl,
So I was in the Marais area of Paris. I don't know, some of you may be familiar with the Marais area. But I just kind of tried to just do some, like, window shopping. And sorry to all the French people out there that are watching and are going to hate me for saying this. But, you know, I will say this. The one thing about, like, when I'm in Germany, the good thing is, like, in Germany, like, if I try to speak in German, they know right away, like, oh, girl, stop it. So then they just click into English, and they're understanding that you're trying and blah, blah, blah. Not in Paris. Like, I would try, because I had took five years of French. I mean, it was a long time ago. But certain things I know how to say, and I can say this and that. But whenever I do it, then they just start with the blah, 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 right back to you in French. I'm like, girl, clearly I know shoe and lace, and that is it. And you're going off, like, you know what I mean?
But
like,
not shoelace, actual lace, like leather and lace.
Right, exactly. but you know what I mean? Like, it just, you can tell that they don't really care, and they don't want to help you. And it, again, it may have been because I wasn't in a touristy area. Because once I switched hotels to where my husband was, which was by the Eiffel Tower, everybody was like super friendly, speaking English, didn't care that, you know what I mean? Like, so you can tell. So, but that was my choice to kind of stay and try and blend in. But it was fun. I had a great time. It was too humid, but other than that.
It was great.
Oh. I would have turned down the temperature
a little bit.
And I would have checked to make sure my hotel had air conditioning. Silly
it didn't?
Me. No.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. No.
And it was funny, too, because when I got there, sorry, I'm off on a tangent here. When I finally got into my room, which they wouldn't let me go in early, so I had to walk around for like 3 or 4 hours in the humidity. When I finally got in the room, I quickly went in and I quickly showered really quick because I was so sweaty and laid down for a little bit. And then someone knocks on my door and I'm like, what is going on? Who knows I'm here? And it was Billy. No, I'm kidding. I was just seeing if you were paying attention.
I was. I'm always paying attention.
And they put me in the wrong room. And so then I had to pack everything back.
You were like, I am not
and go
leaving.
Up. Yeah, it was kind of. And then, like I said, there was no air conditioning, so I was just kind of like,
oh,
Paris,
no.
You're not working for me right now.
Gina called ahead and was like, guys,
she
listen.
Did. She sabotaged me. She would never. Though. She would never. She loves me.
Ridiculous. All right, so you know, since we're here to talk about days,
but you got to spend the evening with Billy. How was that?
Lounging with Billy.
Lounging with Billy.
Gina was great. Gina was lovely. I love Gina. She's beautiful. We chatted about the industry.
She's a bombshell. She's so pretty. Yeah.
She's gorgeous. Like, I kept reminding Billy of how lucky he is that...
He has both of us.
Well, that she was just like, I guess I choose you. I'm so mean. No, it was great. We had a great time. It was fun.
Is the Paris that you were in at all familiar to the... Paris that we see on Days of Our Lives when they...
Very similar. Very similar. Bougainvillea climbing up. Yeah, it's very similar.
Oh my God, what's going on with this? I was just looking
showing at... cleavage. Oh, because Kyler Pettis is in the chat room. You're showing cleavage.
My God. I will not ever live that down, will I?
Never.
See what's speaking going on of, in the chat room. I'm glad you reminded me of that. Alexis?
Yes?
Don't think I didn't realize what you did a few weeks ago.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, if only I posted the picture on our Instagram because I didn't realize that you actually followed the instructions of putting Toni Moore Pettis on the lower third. So kudos to you, you little slinky snake.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was just going to brighten up your day. And everything.
You got the Billy Flynn flakes. I'm going to say that. All right.
Mike Bowman said, Anna didn't shoot Mark in Paris, so success.
Well, speaking of Paris and Days of Our Lives, what did we think about this week's episodes?
Well, I'll say this. I think the best part of this week was that there wasn't a Monday.
So mean. Matthew E. Payne.
I was thrilled that there wasn't a fifth episode. I feel like just because it's been a bit of a task to watch all five lately, just because of the bad storylines, I thought it was a treat.
You know, I will say this: I think it was Thursday or Friday. There was the breaking news about
Thursday
and all that, and my first thought was, are they going to go through like half the episode, and I'll just try to catch up later? Nope.
5 minutes, yeah. If that. Minutes, I don't even think it was 5 minutes.
I shouldn't feel like that. I'm sorry. But
no, but, and I know how you feel because I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I thought it was the best week in weeks.
It was like another info
this
week?
In weeks. Yeah. I thought...
Well, that's low bar.
Oh, boy. Well, then let's dig into it. It's now time to start
Dishing Days. You didn't even want to say it, did you?
I said it. I did say it. I said Dishing Days.
He was thinking about
Billy. I know.
I'm sure.
His name more than anyone else's name, period. More than our own.
I can tell you this. He loves it.
Billy or Mark?
Billy.
And Mark.
All right, so let's kick things off with Brady, Eric, Nicole, and Deimos. All right, so... Eric and Nicole safely made it back to Salem, but they're still trying to like ditch everybody, and they're trying to hash a plan to go to the hospital And Nicole has kind of prepared herself to say her goodbyes to a dying Brady. Eric enlists the help of Jay Horton. Jennifer Horton, if you're nasty.
Jenny from the block.
Jenny from the block Horton. And they're able to go in. Brady starts dying. We'll kick it off from there.
Jenny from the Horton Town Square.
Jenny from the Horton Town Square. I will say this. She's horrible at, like, stopping people and coming up with a lie on the spot.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when she was talking to Valerie and trying to not get her to go in because Nicole was in there, I was like, ooh, girl, at one point you just have to say, I give up, Nicole's in there.
Well, I kept thinking she was going to say, I want to do the article to help find a heart for him. Like, I was like, now that would make sense.
Yes.
Like, just give me a chance because I just wanted to write this article because it's important because we might be able to help him stay alive. And then you'd be like, oh, okay, fine. Let's do this.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Was like, oh, look, David's alive.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And then took off the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And then on the other side of the room, we had Eric trying to block off Chloe.
Eric, who's dressed like Mark J. Freeman today.
That was your inspiration. You were giving us Eric Brady realness.
Did you fit in as well? Did you fit in as well as Greg did or Eric did at the hospital?
Did I what?
Fit in?
Yeah, I know. I was like, he was how I came in.
I'm trying not to be seen.
Yeah,
but I was shocked that Chloe didn't quickly figure out what was happening.
Yeah, it was a little.
I was surprised about that. I would, but
it's the far-fetchedness of, I don't know if that's a word, but of where they go with it, and it's like, can't Eric just say he's in there with my dad with John and Marlena? He's in, you know what I mean? Like, it's not rocket science to keep somebody out of the room. No, you can't go in.
Yeah.
I'll have a nurse go in and get your keys.
Yeah,
wait over here. Like.
Yeah. I was surprised that Chloe stuck around after John told her to get lost.
Well, she had to get her keys. She couldn't go no. She got to the car and was like, oh, I love
I said,
keys.
That's probably the thing I liked the most about this week, were all the people telling her, get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Oh, what about Marlena's conversation that was basically like, look, ho.
Yeah.
Drop them charges.
Yeah.
Get on with
and
your life.
And do it now.
And, yeah. And yeah. You know why? I'm Dr. Marlena Evans.
I like when they were all in the...
That's it.
Just like that.
He's for those of you listening, he's giving, what would you call that?
Dr. Marlena Evans realness. Oh, I'm sorry.
Squinty
Dr. Marlena Robichaux realness.
Robichaux.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Marlena Robichaux.
I like when they were all in the hospital room. It was John and Marlena, Chloe, Nicole, and Eric and Brady, they thought was dying. And they were all like, oh no, Brady. And Chloe said, my baby. And Eric said, no, your baby.
My baby.
I'm a baby. Okay, so.
How many people can tell Chloe it's not your baby before she hears
Girl,
it?
Girl, she still ain't gonna get it. Okay, now let's go ahead and talk about the death scene of Brady.
The non-death scene.
The death scene of Brady. Okay, so I felt really bad. Nicole's sitting there crying her eyes out. Brady is sitting there just, you know. Then everything starts a beeping. My first thought was, oh, wait, before we get to that, the do not resuscitate notice. Do they just put that on outside the door?
I don't think so.
I thought
so.
It goes in the chart.
Just, yeah, I don't think it goes like a note on the door.
Yeah. Well, it's not like change the bedpan. It's like.
It's a conversation you have
with
them. And they tell you and they make the note of it.
Yes. And I love that there was a moment where I was like, you know, John is having emotions about it and everything like that. And then there was another part of me that was like, y'all live in this hospital. Y'all should probably know every rule, nook, and cranny. Y'all have been in and out of this hospital for decades.
Yeah.
They ain't nothing new. I'm glad Marlena was very calming, though, and was like, bro, this is how it goes.
And, like, the fact that she didn't really do it. Like, I get that she was on the run, but, Like, wouldn't you be like, he needs help? He needs, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we're just, I'm like, just going to stand here and watch
beeping,
him die.
Like, you're not going to, like...
With the arrow pointing down right. and red.
And, yeah. like, flatline. And then it happened. She placed Lil Holly...
on his chest.
On his chest so that Lil Holly could hear her daddy's heart. And in that moment, I suddenly was just kind of like... Proceed with the beeps. Did anyone else feel
so,
like that?
I'm going to make a prediction. Holly is going to get your three snaps.
She should. She's a miracle worker.
She is.
She works miracles. Miracle she works miracles.
Sorry if I ruined your three snaps award. I apologize.
No, but you gave me an idea for it. I'll tell you that. Yeah, but
her cooing got my quote of the week.
Shut up.
Nicole plays baby Holly on Brady's chest, and I was like, oh, bitch, you saved his life!
Oh, yes, Holly, bitch, yes! You saved her! Three snaps, yes!
Actually, this one event could potentially get three snaps, quote of the week, and disaster.
It's up there.
It's out there. It's a possibility. Stay tuned.
We were getting tweets about it, about how much people were predicting that we were going to hate it. I didn't hate it.
I didn't necessarily love it because I felt like it was predictable. Like, I almost just kind of felt like before he flatlined that she almost just kind of nestled herself and Holly in the bed. And then things started getting better, progressively better. Not like, because I felt like it was predictable. Like, it was like, beep, oh my God, we lost him. I'm just going to send Holly here. And we're going to pray. Do, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
It's like, girl.
Yeah.
To me, the scene where Nicole put Holly on Brady's chest voided Daniel coming to visit Brady 2 weeks ago. Because I feel like Daniel's visit to Brady...
To
be
here
for that. Yeah, no. Oh, we were, no, because we were gone. We took the week.
Oh. Yeah. Daniel's
coincidence.
Visit,
mere coincidence.
Mere coincidence.
Mere coincidence.
But I think that it was wasted because I feel like if Daniel was going to visit Brady in spirit to tell him he's going to pull through, he should have pulled through then.
Well, real quick, before I... Mike Bowman said, clear... Puts Holly on the chest. This is what I thought was going to happen. I thought Brady was going to flatline, and we were going to see the spirit of Brady with Daniel, and Daniel telling him again, "It's not your time. You have to go back and like save Nicole."
That's
or be
writer,
with Nicole.
That's writer's room right there.
And then. Brady realizes it's not his time, and he jumps back up because of that. I'm amazing. Maxine,
I'll see if I can get you in the writing room.
Thank you. I actually, I tweeted last week because I was watching, of course, you know, I was catching up, so I was watching the previous week, and Ari Zucker is so damn good.
Oh, she's so good.
Like, I just... I tweeted that if Maxine's son ever happened and somehow she didn't leave the show, I want them to be besties.
Yeah.
Maxine's son and Nicole.
And Nicole. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Vote for it.
But if...
Oh my God, can we start a poll?
Sure.
If Maxine's son ever existed, who would be his bestie? And then list some people.
Billy, Ari... Kyler.
And Claire.
Who do you want the four to be?
Well, surprise
it's
going to
be Billy.
Wait,
Ari,
surprise
would
me.
You rather Maxine's son be friends with Nicole or Sammy?
Ooh, that's a toughie.
That's a good one.
He'll play them
both. That's a good one. Or Xander.
There should have been like a cute sound effect as soon as I did that. But thank you. Thank you.
I don't know if that's a cute sound effect, but...
Anywho. So,
Oh, and a quick shout-out to Lori Zacharias from North Carolina, who's in the chat room for the first
time.
Hello, Lori. Let's see. Marie Ann Carter says, it was stupid, made no sense that his own son couldn't save him, but Holly could. That's right. Well,
because the heart is Daniel's. And Holly is Daniel's. That's kind of, I think, the point of the whole thing.
You know what just crossed my mind?
What?
Remember the summer storyline? When when Brady was having visions through Daniel's heart. And the beach. And the...
Yeah. Oh, girl, I remember. Trust.
And the visions?
Trust.
and the song.
Donna Grizzle, and I'm sure Mark will appreciate this. Why you be wishing Daniel on us, Tony? Colleen said, I think Daniel should visit Chloe and tell her to get a clue. She's not your baby.
Well, I think the thing...
What do you think?
Is
tell us, Mark.
We need to get rid of this ridiculous Jonas writing. Like, it's just... It's absolutely asinine. I mean, it was asinine that the Jonases were around for as long as they were, period. Second of all, now we're just dragged... Like, we hear more about them now when they're gone and dead... than when they were on the show. Turn the page. Like, we never talk about... I think this week was the first time we've heard Beau's name in forever because Claire was leaving.
Sierra.
Do you
think that Mark has secret love for Daniel Jonas?
No.
I think you love him. Are you in love with Daniel Jonas? No. Tony? He might be.
He knows. Billy knows I would never cheat on him.
Well, Billy's cheating on you.
Not necessarily.
I'm just saying.
Oh my god.
Anywho, so there's that whole storyline, and then Deimos looks like he's going to be free of all his charges because the guy who would have testified mysteriously ended up dead. Yeah. And Xander is not going to snitch.
Is Xander gone?
Yep, Xander's gone.
Okay.
Gone, or do you think we'll see him again?
Gone. Although. Days, y'all should just keep Paul Telfer. I love him.
You know what I was thinking? Oh, this is what I was going to say.
Just the acting.
Exactly.
What's going to be really funny is, because I still do believe that the baby is Eric and Nicole's, and I think that will get changed, is that this whole storyline will be obsolete, that the baby actually brought that heart back when it's actually not his son, his daughter.
Maybe it's not even Daniel's heart.
Could be. Maybe it's Beau's.
But with Deimos, they're still trying to kick him out of Titan.
Which they have.
Yeah.
And the house, too. Didn't they kick him out of the house as well?
Yeah, because Deimos was claiming that the house was his, and Justin said, you put the name of the house under the company's name.
Yeah. So he's going somewhere.
The scenes between Maggie and Deimos, to me, were some of the best scenes of the week. Because Maggie was like, Victor can get rid of you, and he will, and I'm going to tell him to do so.
Here's what's upsetting me, because we know what happens when a character is seated in every scene, and Victor's been in a chair in every scene the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I noticed that, too.
And that bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
That bothers me. I'm just going to leave that there.
Well, you just mentioned Maggie. I love that she was a boss and was just basically like, I've been waiting to talk to you.
She looked really nice. Oh, you know who else I thought looked really nice? It was not the end of the week, the beginning of the week. Marlena. I don't know what it was. Something about the white jacket, when she was wearing the white jacket. I don't know. When she came on screen, I was like, oh. Not that she doesn't always look beautiful. She does. Mm-hmm. But there was something about her in that white jacket. She just looked so stunning. Mm-hmm. So stunning. Like, every scene that she was in that, I was like, and then when they changed her later in the week, I was like, oh, I was digging that. I mean, not that she's going to wear that for the rest of her time on Days of Our Lives.
I also thought Nadia looked stunning in the hospital scenes. I mean, she's always beautiful, but she looked particularly drop dead.
Yeah.
Gorge.
That's that.
Looking good and feeling gorgeous.
That was everything with that.
Yeah, I think so.
And now we get to go to the fun Fire Island.
Fun's not...
Okay, overall, how do we feel about this island?
I hate it.
First of all, oh wait, I don't think this happened this week. It happened last week. the shade when they had to sleep and make sleeping arrangements.
Oh, no, that was this week.
Oh, that was this week with the blankets. And we saw JJ and Lonnie. Who else is there? Paul and Sonny. And then Gabby had to choose between Eli and Chad. And Eli was like, I got me. And then she was forced to lay with Chad. But she tried to act like she didn't want to lay with Chad. But then Chad got a little handsy with her. But I had this thought. Gabby and Chad are just friends. But they seemed very comfortable cuddling. Cut to Sonny and Paul.
Oh, I was just going to say the exact same thing. And
I'm
just like,
I'm like, now listen.
This is what Days of Our Lives does. Like, we'll give the gays a kiss here for New Year's. Yeah. We'll give them a kiss there. But God forbid we show them holding each other on the island.
Because, listen.
Don't get me started.
Listen. I don't know. Well.
I noticed immediately.
I did, too. And I thought that, and especially since they are trying to build a relationship, I would
and
think
that.
And
what gays
they,
are not going to get.
Girl, that's what I said. I'm like,
that will be
listen.
The first two, cutlet under the blanket.
Yeah. Now, the question would be, who's the one that's going to be the little spoon that's going to toot just a little bit?
Tony Morpettis.
No. So anyway, I noticed that. But this whole island thing, I was just kind of like, oh boy, here we go. And then they have like the mysterious skull that JJ and Lonnie found. And
and that's not even the worst part to me. The skull I could deal with. Right. The island is too much.
There's too much happening.
You know what I think that is? I think they just removed the park bench and threw down sand.
Shut up.
Because we haven't seen anybody on the park bench.
Yeah.
Since they've been on that island. I'm just predicting.
Yeah, no, Jade was on there. Jade and Tripp were on the bench. In the
remember
park.
When Teresa passed out on the park bench?
Oh, and, that park bench. Sorry, that was in Town Square.
And lost Thomas.
Tate got kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
Confused the babies.
Yeah. So JJ and Lonnie find the skull. I laughed when Lonnie was like, I just wonder how long it's been here. I was like, girl, long enough to become a skull.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I like how it was okay that she was holding it when she thought it was like dinosaur remains. And then he was that's a human skull. And she just dropped it.
And I love JJ being like, I wonder where the rest of the body is. I'm like, girl, ain't nobody trying to stick around to find out. And please get rid of that ambulance.
Who?
The abyss.
The what?
Amulet.
The
amulet.
Yeah.
The ambulance.
That thing. Yeah. Yeah. Girl, I'm
that
tired
does
of
not
it.
Look like a $20 million anything. Come on. Prop department.
How many people think it looks like a pipe?
It does. It looks like a marijuana pipe on a shoestring.
Yeah. But it's
just like the flask that they were carrying around with what's his name's remains.
Oh, the martini shaker.
The urn.
Yeah. But it's like
the urn.
It's like, oh boy. But you know, I will say this. I feel bad for Eli.
Oh, I do too.
Because now it's just kind of thrown in his face. And the fact that they're like, Gabby and Chad are resisting each other.
After all this.
But then they're giving in with the two. Thursday and Friday ended with them kissing. How did you feel about that, Mark J. Freeman? You think you could do it better?
Duh.
I'm now officially over Chad and Gabby. Any sort of Chad and Gabby.
Listen, I'm still here for it. I'm just saying, make it happen. Just make it happen. Why not?
More than anything, I'm over Abby and Dario. Could you care any less?
I think it's because... Listen, I will say this. I liked Dario and Abby together. I don't like the reason why they're having to be together now.
Me either.
And you know what I think too is I think I would have rather not known that he was setting her up yet. Like I wish they would have held off exposing that he didn't need this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that you could at least kind of maybe cheer for them, the people that do like them together, because you're like, oh, okay, and it's a legitimate reason why. You know, they could potentially get married, having just kind of met each other.
That's right.
I don't know. I feel like it would have fed into the reveal more and made it a little bit more intense. Mm-hmm. But that's just my opinion, and I don't write for the show, unfortunately.
It would be a completely different show.
It would be a very different show.
Yeah.
There would be a gay bar, drag queens, and no talk of Daniel.
Would you have Roman manage your bar?
No. He wouldn't even be able to do security.
I was just going to say, he wouldn't have to do security. That was the next thing out of my mouth.
No, no, ain't going to happen. But I think that was it. Right, Gabby, Paul, and Sunny. Paul, well, there's still this push-pull with Paul and Sunny, too. Whether Paul, like, 1 minute Paul doesn't want Sunny to be head of Titan.
I can't deal with Sunny's greed.
Yeah. I'm with Paul as far as, like, Sunny's need to be in control.
Yeah.
It's a little, like, clutch pearls, like, girl, sat down.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little, like, Like, it's like, I don't mind Sunny being in power, but, like,
I don't know.
Don't be such a...
Don't be so into
don't
it.
Be we're so
like,
hungry.
Yeah, well, thirsty. He thirsty to be powerful. Mm-mm, don't be thirsty.
The hungry part's fine. The thirsty part isn't.
No, it's not. No.
The other thing, Melissa Frick in the chat room just said this too in regards to the Dario and Abby is that at least she is suspicious and making phone calls. You know. Being inquisitive as to what, you know, his past and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that at least is good. So I have a feeling she's going to be the one who finds out that he's lying. He's a liar. Big fat liar.
He's a liar.
Well, Dario did tell Rafe what he was doing.
Right.
And I wanted to be like, so Rafe, are you going to arrest him now or later?
Right.
Because that's...
Well, it's... Yeah.
That's fraud.
Right.
And is it not?
Yeah. It is.
But... Okay, there's only one person that I know that would waste a dream on Chad, and that's Lorraine Love. But Abby had a dream with that Chad came to her and basically said, this is a bad idea.
It is a bad idea.
Well, yeah. And I think she's starting to feel like, ooh, girl, I think this is a bad idea.
Yeah. But I think she's going to figure it out.
When, though?
I don't know.
Shouldn't she have figured it out, I don't know, when the whole thing was going down?
Yeah.
I just hope they don't follow through with it.
We'll see. Well, she's still technically married to Chad.
I was just
going to
say, she's still married, right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't... It's not something that happens overnight, the divorce.
And they need his signature on something, I'm sure, but he's preoccupied and God knows where. You know what I didn't like either? That I think it was Sunny was like, and we're 100 miles off the map. Like, they're 100 miles, or I'm sorry, hundreds of miles off the map. I was like, that far? Yeah. How do you get that far?
Yeah. They just took off. It's okay, girl.
They just took off.
Yeah.
Well, he said earlier this week that they had been flying for a couple of hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I still don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It is what it is. All right, moving on.
All right, so that's the island. Now we have...
Your husband. Kyler Pettis. Tony Moore Pettis.
Kyler is not my husband.
Future.
Listen, future husband. You guys are not going to make me out to be Billy Flynn and Greg Vaughn.
You did it yourself.
Not at all. I gave.
Remember that day?
I gave the boy
the shower,
one,
and you had drool coming down your chin.
I gave the boy one compliment. One. Oh my God! I flipped out like it was a soap opera. You guys are not going to make me out to be a.
It's too late.
It's too late. Appreciate Kyler's performances. However, am not, let the record show, into Kyler as Mark is to Billy and Matthew is to Greg.
Oh, I don't believe him.
Not for 1 second.
Well, you can believe
we
what you want
to, get you back in an
because
acting
that's
class, girl.
The truth. Oh, there you go. Marlon says, Kyler Pettis is my husband. You can have him. Boom. Anywho, so now that we're done with that, let's get on to this ridiculous... storyline of Theo, Claire, and Jade. Jade just needs to go away. Jade needs to go away. Jade needs to go away. Jade needs to go away.
Well, most of the chat room has said that too.
I agree with you.
I just think now she's being petty LaBelle. Like, she's being very petty, and the fact that Kayla cut her off.
Petty LaBelle.
Petty. Petty LaBelle.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying.
I've never heard that one.
Well, I mean, she is, because, okay, so Kayla basically, oh my God, I'm doing like the black girl clap. Kayla basically laid it out for Jade and was like, look, your mama said she was going to take care of you. Therefore, we over here at the Johnson household, the Johnson household, we cutting you off. We've done all we can for you. Good luck. No hard feelings. Deuces. But no, here she come being petty LaBelle. Like, how dare she treat me like that? And how dare Joey drops me like a bad habit? Now I gotta get... And then you got Tripp all up in it. And about to... It's like, y'all little kids need to sit down and go back on Snapchat, Instagram, go help Claire with the followers, whatever it is that you need to do.
She is helping
That's
her with
what
the
she's
followers.
Doing. That's what she thinks she's
doing.
She thinks
it. I mean, they even had the little dream sequence of how appreciative Theo and Claire
Listen,
were to her.
If we all lived in Jade's world, we'd be screwed.
My friend Brian, who lives in Amsterdam, sent me a message today, and he said, just watch Fridays. Jade is delusional.
Clearly, by that dream. And the fact that, okay, first of all, these children, I don't get it. So you take the Salem Inn key card, able to find out what room they're in,
right.
Set up this camera that is just so inconspicuous.
And she has an app on her phone to
activate. To control it. And it's like, and you really think that Claire and Theo are going to come to you and say, thanks, girl.
It looked like the camera was pointing toward the door, not the bed. Did anyone else notice the placement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It should have been on the other side. Maybe that's what saves it.
Maybe. It's so weird, though. It's not the direction I thought they were going to take it. I actually thought that Claire was going to be like, here's my last resort. I'm going to set up a camera. I didn't think Jade was going to set up the camera. That's just a completely different...
Well, no. Well, Claire has a little bit more sense than Jade.
Jade has none.
Smidge.
I just don't like the way this storyline is going. I'm not here for it. I'm not down for it. I think that... I feel like the whole sex tape thing was done brilliantly with Kristen and Eric.
Yes.
And the reveal of it...
Perfect.
Thank you very much for that. Done. This is a little...
It's amateur hour.
Well, it's not... You know what it is? It's because they're still... We still kind of see them as teens. Even though they're in college and they're playing early 20s. It's still teens, so it still seems like a little...
Well, they're freshmen, so they're still teens.
And also, Claire ain't that popular on social media to where somebody's going to be like, ooh, I wonder what Claire is doing with her man.
Right.
But I think that's what Jade's trying to do, is trying to increase her social media following by
You take a thought photo. Tape. You take photos of her in her bikini, doing just stupid stuff, like cleaning the house. Going to the library, returning a book.
I thought of you this week when...
Me?
Yeah. When... Yes, you, Mark. I was thinking of you this week when...
I thought maybe you were talking to Alexis, too.
When Jade was talking to herself. When she was like, I'm going to set this camera up. Yeah. And I've got the app on my phone, and she's narrating
it's like,
how
bro,
it worked.
We got it. We got it. Bro.
Just... We go. Just go.
It. Just do it. Because my eyes work. I got this.
Yeah.
Girl, no.
And then Sierra left.
Which...
She went someone to Hong else Kong. She someone to, else. She went to Hong Kong to be with her brother and sister-in-law. And told Wyatt she didn't want to see him anymore. Went and told everyone's favorite, Hope, that she was leaving.
She had to tell her mom.
Is it just me, or now Hope has no other family in Salem? Like, her children, well, children are gone. Beau's gone.
Her
only connection now is Julie but I love, and Doug, who we rarely see.
But I love that they kept saying, I'll see you in the fall. Sierra kept saying, I'll see you in the fall. I'll see you in the fall. I'll see you in the fall. And I'm like,
I think it's going to be a phone call come fall where Hope, it's going to just be a one-sided phone call where we hear Hope being like, oh, honey, we were so hoping that you would be back. She's not coming back, is what I think is going to happen. I don't think they're going to recast her. I just think that Sierra's...
I don't know. And they might recast. I got a call from them the other day, so you never know.
Did they ask you to audition?
To play Sierra.
Me and Christian Alfonso look a lot alike.
In what mirror?
I think, you know, this is my other thought, too, is I thought if they bring her back, that they might age her into a different...
Like a little bit older?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But keep Theo and Claire and Jade.
Yeah, I mean, they would have to age Theo then, too, I guess. But that was, I don't know, it just popped into my head when she was leaving. I was like, I wonder if they'll bring her back and age her. I don't know. That was just my thought. I'm just speaking out loud now. All right, that was it. Those are the top storylines.
Yeah. And just the only tidbit that we have is Lucas and Adrian.
Made love.
They did it.
These scenes are really well done.
She's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Judy Evans is doing a great job. And I love seeing Lucas.
I believe her struggle. The struggle leading up to the...
I did have an idea, too, because we... And I'm not... This isn't breaking news by any means, but we haven't talked about it. Mm. But Cassie DePaiva is coming back. And I was thinking Cassie and Lucas. Even Lucas. Mm-hmm. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. And that would get under Jennifer's skin, too, because it's her brother.
Mm-hmm. Eve is trouble, and I love it. I know. I love it. I just every want something for
Lucas.
Second of Eve.
I want something more
something
for Lucas.
Something that will last.
And I wouldn't even mind Chloe and Lucas again. That wouldn't bother me.
What about Lucas and Sammy?
That I would be all for that.
I ultimately think there's no other person for Lucas except Sammy.
Yeah.
I think there's something so dynamic about those two, and there's something so raw, and they know each other inside and out.
Yeah. And I, as much as people loved EJ and Sammy, which I think that there is something there, it's just always been Lucas and Sammy for me. Always been Lucas and Sammy. And I think it's like what you said. I think there's just, they just get each other.
Yeah.
They both have, I mean, they, Lucas has become a little bit kinder and gentler, you know?
Like than, you.
Just like me.
In your old age.
But like they were both mischievous, they were a good pair, you know. So we'll see. So yeah, that was the week. That was the week. We got lots of time.
We do.
We
can
cut it early.
Well, we're gonna chit chat with some fans. I will. Okay. We have to go back. The bug bite.
Oh yeah, Paul got bit by the bug.
When I heard a bzzz, I was like, oh, no, we're going to do this. And then, of course, cut to...
I read for that
Gabby
part.
Twisting her ankle.
I read
for the bug. You read for the part of the bug?
Yeah.
Well, someone else got it over you, lady.
Will you tell us your audition?
All right, ready?
Yep. That's why you didn't get it. That's why you didn't get it. It was too much.
Too much.
Because I heard you go, where's Chad? That's what I heard.
And it would be a bite on Chad's butt. On Chad's.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, God.
That was Lorraine.
I know that bite anywhere.
Moving on.
That was it. That was the week.
That was the week. All right. Yeah, let's get into our segments, and we'll start with Tony's official
Three Snaps Award.
You go, girl. All right, so I really wish I had thought of the idea of giving it to Holly because she's a miracle worker.
You still can. And then just say, Mark, you were right.
You know what? I will give an honorary snap to Holly for being a miracle worker at the tender age of 9 months.
9 months?
Whatever she is. Yeah, she is working miracles already. But my other two snaps is going to go to a girl who knows what she wants.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Mark, did you hear that?
I had a feeling it was going to be
you. Wow, I didn't expect this. You mentioned nothing. Go ahead.
A girl on the show.
Exactly.
You are a girl on this show.
The other show.
Oh.
Anywho.
It's not me.
Not you.
I wonder we need to go through past shows and find out what's the shortest, if we ever didn't interrupt him.
You don't. You don't. But you know what? I'm so used to it now that I can roll right back into it.
All
right. So my other two snaps is going to go to a gal who knows what she wants. A girl who said, I don't need no stinking picnic. I want you right here, right now. That's right. It goes to Adrienne. When she was like, I'm ready to have sex, or well, make love to Lucas, it's time. And when she was in that room and you could just tell that she was just kind of fiending for it, and Lucas was just oblivious and was just like, oh, well, you said you wanted a picnic, but you don't want to go. Well, maybe we can go for this, that, and the other, and da 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 da. And then Adrienne was finally just like, I want you. I want to make love. Yeah, I was like, yes, girl, you better get your man. So Adrienne gets my official three snaps of war, and one snap goes to Holly. Yes.
Yes. She gets two of the three.
Yes. And for those of you who heard that loud door opening, because he can't be quiet when he does sneak in, James Lodginian then found his way back into the studio again. Hey, Chocolate Twin.
Hi, Twin. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, guys. Hi, lady.
You know what I think he does? I think he, as soon as he gets out his Uber and puts down his bazillion bags that he has.
I have like three bags.
Yeah. He gets bored because, you know, there's no popcorn made. And girl, no. I know. No. And he's just like, I'm just going to go in and talk to my girls.
The ladies.
It's like the ladies who lunch. It's like being at home and having a neighbor that is very comfortable just walking in your house.
That's me.
You're Kramer.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you. You're Kramer. That's you.
You're our Kramer.
Like sometimes you can be sitting there like in your drawers watching Netflix and you just, hey. Like, what the quiet storm is going on in here?
They called me American Idol up there when I walked in.
Oh, did they?
Hashtag
I am ready.
Just for anyone who's listening, you can't really see it, but we can't see it at all. Mark on the piece of paper that have show notes. Mark Hart's Billy is the doodle that Mark J. Freeman just put down.
Let's continue on with our segments.
Segments.
And then he signed his name Mark J. Freeman Flynn.
And now it's time for
the disaster moment of the week.
Thank you.
We're trying to find James' camera because he's sitting somewhere that we can't see him.
Oh, you can't see me? Oh, wait, where should I go?
Do I need to
go? Right. We found you.
Oh, there she found you.
Well, now it's time for
disaster
moment of the week.
All right.
Don't even know where to begin with this one.
Start at the beginning.
Oh, God. The island. More specifically, when they revealed on Tuesday's episode that miraculously Chad and Gabby have matching outfits.
Oh, my God, they do.
I do
what
believe
the prison break
there's
are
someone
they doing?
Else. Someone else has, Paul has the same shoes on, too.
Oh, God, you're right. Look at that.
White button-down shirts. Khaki pants and blue Toms.
Yeah.
I don't understand. They weren't wearing these outfits when they were on their trip.
You know, actually, and now that we're talking about it, I do remember a scene before they left that he called Gabby and said, hey, girl, bring your khakis, white shirt, and blue Toms.
Hey, girl. He exactly didn't say that.
Totally lying.
I hate you.
He didn't say, hey, girl. Hey, girl. Bring them Toms, bitch.
I believed you for one second. I was like,
bring
them Toms, bitch. Damn bring it.
Bring them Toms.
What the meditation center is going on this island?
I don't mind that they would wear this in Salem. Like, I don't mind if it made sense, but it's like they dress them for the island.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, exactly. Right. Oh, like, right. Okay. we're gonna... What happens if we crash? I mean, I do that. I pack for
Gabby
always pack for a crash, girl.
Gabby Hernandez did not pack those clothes.
Billy Flynn has been hanging out with Lorraine Love way too long.
A little too much.
She is planned for everything.
So not only are you part of the writer's room, but you're also part of the wardrobe department.
Definitely. I am infiltrating all
aspects. Girl, you're fired.
Aspects.
Girl, you're fired. You are fired, girl.
Oh, wait until I take over makeup. They are all going to have eyebrows up here, lashes out to here.
It's just, to me, neither of them neither of them dress that way in their casual that we've ever seen.
Ever.
And okay. They just coincidentally happen to have the exact same things, and it's uncoordinated.
I just don't get it. I honestly, we talked about it before we went on air, and I was just like,
yeah.
Like, it never crossed anyone's mind that this looks odd.
Right.
I'd rather them wear what they would wear.
I don't know. Just rip it.
Yeah, yeah. Ripped up. It ripped up, yeah.
Borrow some of Tony's.
Oh, my God.
And even at the... It's like they tried too hard, too. I don't know if you noticed this. This was such a detail on Chad's shirt, which you can't see in that photo. But at the beginning of the week, Chad had, like, dirt. Like, they were trying to make it seem like he was working hard on the island. Like, yeah. He was just getting his hands dirty.
Yeah.
We don't need to... You're trying too hard.
Yeah.
Stop it. So, that was it.
Yeah.
And that has been... Don't worry, I'll do it.
Disaster moment of the week.
You have to let it wait because it's moment it starts of the week. Late. Not my fault. It needs to be edited.
Oh, had somebody done it properly?
Shady Sunday.
Well, had you known it needed to be edited, it should have been edited a long time ago. Don't you think?
So,
well, if you got here, you got here early enough now, for her like to tell
now.
You.
She's like, no,
girl, bye. And now it's time for
Mark's quote of the week.
So I'm there's is today.
Sounds great.
Today,
and now it's time for
today is edition day's first.
Oh, but no surprise.
For quote
really.
Of the week. This is the first official quote of the week to not have words.
What?
Maggie gets my quote of the week for when Deimos said to her, "You want a drink?"
Ooh, dang.
I almost peed myself. I was like, oh my God, you know, that's why I was worried you were going to make it your you go girl.
No.
That's funny.
That was my. It was
you mean my three snaps? Not my you go girl.
It's
that's
your you go girl.
No, that's three snaps. Girl. Y'all are
trying it. They're trying it. They're trying it today.
It's like Peter wanted us to be called Dish and Days. He just kept saying it and saying it, and it just happened.
And it came to fruition.
You and go, that girl. Has been...
You go, girl!
That has been...
Mark's quote of the week.
And now it's time for fan of the week.
Fan of the... What? Did you have somebody in mind?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Me and Matthew and Hanger had a little conversation before him.
I don't know how I'm being dragged into
this. And, we have decided that...
And now it's we.
Uh-oh.
That fan of the week should go to birthday boy Billy Flynn, since he's such a huge fan of the show.
Was his birthday like last week?
With the 29th okay. of May. Born at 2:57 p.m.
Is that true?
I have no idea. I made that up. Because he's been such a good fan of the show and has been here multiple times. We decided he should have fan of the week. Matthew.
Let the record show that it is Matthew and Mark that decided that. Not I said the cat. Not ever. Not on my watch.
Okay.
Are you going to deny it? Are you going to deny it?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay. He's not going to say anything. Oh,
why? Why are you not going to say anything?
Yeah, why are
you
quiet?
Why are you not going to say? Why are you sitting over there quiet, Matthew E. Payne? Why are you sitting over there quiet, Matthew E. Payne?
What is that?
Why
are
you sitting over there quiet? Why are you sitting over there quiet?
That's amazing that you already have it. Like, you have his. I think that's actually his autograph.
It is.
So silly. Okay, and that has been Fan of the Week. I also want to add. And I should have thought of this.
We don't have time to add.
So silly. I should have thought of this. But you can check our audition days Instagram. Last Sunday, James and I had the pleasure of meeting up with Susie Morales Smidley and her family.
Her whole family. I'm so sorry I didn't get to go.
Yeah.
Mark, unfortunately, was at the airport trying to board a flight
to Paris.
It was 10 flights later, and he finally made it. many of the fans know Susie and her family. We are very familiar with Susie and her family because they have literally been watching us since day one. They tweet us, they've called in, or at least tried to.
Won contests.
Her son, Christian.
Christian.
Was like one of the first video submissions that we received.
Yes.
And it was a poem. Mm-hmm. that he did. And they have just been super, uber supportive. Yeah. And we got to meet with them finally, and we had brunch with them, and it was great and wonderful. We cackled, we laughed.
Had a great
we
place to pick the six.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the six is really good.
It's
yeah.
really good. It's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah. Very, very
good.
Get your entire life. If Woo! You are here, get it. But yes. I want to just send a shout out to Susie and her family.
Yes.
And also Alexandra.
Yes.
Yes.
Her daughter. Oh, yes, she was trying him the whole time.
Oh,
the whole,
I like
so
her even more.
You'll
now.
Love her.
Oh, yeah.
She's
oh,
trying.
You would have loved
you
her.
You would have loved it.
Because she was like, you don't follow me on Twitter. And I'm like, okay. You don't follow me on Instagram. Oh.
She called him
you
out.
You ain't accept my Facebook request. I was like, girl! But I love her, though. She was yes. like, she was amazing. And she also told me that she actually tried to call into the show.
Oh, yes.
200 times.
What?
Like, she kept calling back to back to back, and she yeah. couldn't get through. So, one day,
we'll
I'm going to unblock her number and... and let her call in. No,
but, Alexis, take her number off of our block list.
No, I'm kidding. We don't block people. But shout out to Susie and her family. It was a wonderful time, and it was a great experience. And it again reminded us why we have this show and why we have the soap block.
Exactly. I just want to piggyback what he says really quick. We appreciate all the ones, especially who were from the beginning.
That's why she came in here. She always got an announcement when
because,
she came in.
No, because you guys seriously helped us promote our show. You did a lot yeah. of the work in the early days. They did a lot of the work for us.
Yeah.
List of there were Facebook groups out there, list of what was going on. Mm-hmm. They would promote our show on Twitter. Like, it really, I mean, it means a lot to us. I mean, yeah. seriously. The whole soap, like he said, the whole soap block would not really be here.
Right.
For those early people who just like stick it out.
Yeah. What's also great is that a lot of times, again, when we have weeks like this that are what we call info weeks,
yes.
and they're not so great. We love the fact that fans still tune in just yes. to hear our colorful commentary. So thank you guys. We really appreciate it. And we hope that you guys realize that we do appreciate you. So, you know, I may not reply to every tweet, but I try to do a heart just so you know that I saw it.
A heart. And I'm sure the fans appreciate it.
I hope so. I hope so. Well, speaking of fans, let's talk to them. Let's open our chat lines. We ready for that, Alexis?
She went to get a
yeah
pizza roll.
Ooh, pizza that roll. Sounds good. Bring me one too.
That does sound good. It's looking good right now.
Yeah,
I almost stopped today too. I almost stopped, but I was running a little late.
You always almost stop, and then you never
do. I just want to say side note, Matthew. Everybody's like, is he coming? I'm like, he doesn't do the show with me every Sunday at Bowl Breakdown.
But when I do, it's special.
They're all like, you see, I'm like, he's not on the show for real.
It's a great show. Yes. The Bowl Breakdown.
They're asking me today.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
I'm like, leave me alone.
Alexis?
Yes.
Oh, there you are, girl. Girl, I got nervous.
What's up?
Are we okay to open up the phone lines?
Yeah, we have, like...
just a few minutes, yeah. What's that number again? 424-253-0749. I got it right. Bam.
Yeah, you did.
So, y'all, give us a call. 424-253-0749. Now, listen. When y'all call, keep it cute, keep it brief, because we're going to try to get through as many phone calls as we can. So call us. Let us know your thoughts about this week's episodes of Days, what you liked, what you didn't like, what you want to see more of. If anyone went to Toronto this weekend, it would be great to hear how the Toronto event went. So what'd that note say?
Guess. Mark J. Freeman Flynn.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so feel free to call us now. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Does anyone have any news and gossip while we're waiting?
Oh, I mentioned it earlier. Cassie DePaiva is coming back.
Yes,
to the show.
I'm so glad.
And I don't know. I won't say it because there's something in the chat room, but I don't know if that's official.
Okay.
So I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
I have a song out called I Am Ready. Go to
what
iTunes.
What the Barry White are you doing?
Go to Amazon.com and speaker and what's the other place I'm at? Google Play.
Google Play.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
She stays ready. Okay. When you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Okay, there you go.
Hello, like somebody. Oh, speaking of, I am hosting a Dual Coast event in Boston, which is on August 26th. Tickets are now available. So make sure you go to dualcoastevents.com. That's D-U-A-L, Coast Events. Wait, Dual Coast Events.
Yeah.
And look up tickets. Come out. Come say hello. I'm going to try to talk these two over here into catching a flight and coming over.
I'm actually considering it. I want to go home. I want to see my family.
Well, it's not going to be at your house, but it's going to be...
Well, I'm going to kill two birds with one stone if I come back to the East Coast for it.
Yeah, do it. Do yeah. it. Bring your family. Come say hello. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing.
Like sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives.
Well, James can tell you what note to hit because he has that. What the
go, Barry? What am I doing? You're running out of words.
He's got his Britney Spears mic.
I'm ready. Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart.
What the Jessica Simpson are you trying to do? Alexis, is our Skype stuff working?
Yeah.
No one's calling.
No one's calling. No one's calling. Well, you know what? Well, fine. Well, we're going to wrap this up.
Do you think everybody hung up the phone when they saw a fan of the week was...
That's so weird. Funny. This is the first time anybody's ever not Maybe. Called.
Hold on, you guys. We might have a different Skype up. One second.
Fan of the week.
There it is.
Oh, thank you, our Melvin fan, who said my singing was better.
Okay. Well,
that's fine. That's debatable. Okay. Better than what? What are you comparing it to our Melvin fan?
Yeah. Another person's been a bit of a fan of ours from the beginning, too.
Yeah.
She's been a Daquan.
Cheryl Hawk.
And Carolyn Topol.
Annie Goen. Oh, my God. I'm drawing a blank. There's another... person I'm trying to
believe. We have Jillian, who's another one who's been a fan for years.
Yeah.
We met at Day of Days years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking out some people's names too at the moment. Like, there's a bunch of people who have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, for a long time.
And I think we're not connecting.
On a clear day, rise and look around you.
All right. Well, we're having technical.
What are we having?
Okay, so Soap Opera Digest did confirm this, okay. So I will say it for news and gossip.
Okay.
Yes.
Morgan Fairchild will be playing Angelica Devereaux.
Yes.
On Days of
I March. Heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
I heard a long time
ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, I heard a while ago, too.
I heard a long time ago, too. I'm very happy. Flamingo Road, Dynasty. Oh, she's been around. She's a smart. Yeah.
Well, the last time I saw Morgan Fairchild, she did a Christmas show here in L.A. at the Pasadena Playhouse with my friend Alex Newell, who was on Glee. And it was Cinderella, and she played the stepmother.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I was like, look at her. You still look good, girl.
She's flawless looking.
Yeah.
I was going to just add, I had told you about this already. I had the very amazing pleasure yesterday and Friday to get to meet and talk to Jodie Foster.
Like, wow.
Oh, very cool.
At the theater. She is brought a show from Canada to L.A. to get eyes on it because her and her girlfriend Alex, who was also amazing, loved it so much they wanted to bring it here and have people see it to possibly do it in L.A. So it was just kind of cool to get to hang out and talk with Jodie Foster.
On side notes... Happy Pride Month,
she's
everybody out
desk.
There. Be safe, be careful.
Happy, yes, happy Pride
Sacramento
Month.
Pride's happening right now.
Oh, that's right.
Sacramento peeps. So I want to give Pride, happy Pride this month to all the people, all the LGBT community.
Are you proud?
I've been proud for 26 years.
Now, don't let him fool you. He ain't 26.
I said 26 years. I'm 48. I'll tell you, I've been for 26
I know.
Years.
Oh, yeah, because I discovered last weekend James Law Jr. is busy.
I was busy.
He's been busy.
Back then.
He's been real busy.
She busy.
She real busy.
With some straight people.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. So, you guys, thank you for tuning in. And, hey, don't forget, we have a full lineup of our soap block happening. So right after the show, you can find GH Report, followed by Restless Wrap-Up, followed by Bold Breakdown. All back-to-back, one after the other, right in the same studio, all hosted by the same folks. So make sure you tune in right after this. Hey, James Law Jr., where can they find you and your songs?
At James Law Jr. all over the universe. That's it.
What the Lisa Stanfield are you trying to do?
You can't deny it, baby.
Mark J. Freeman, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. And I will be on in like about a half an hour to do RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
We're down to the final four.
Girl.
Oh, wow.
Oh, girl.
It's a waste of time. Talk about a waste of time. That shows.
Where can they find you, Matthew E. Payne?
How do you really feel? You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
And, of course, you can find me on all the social media platforms
all
at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. Hey, y'all, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next Sunday with a special surprise guest. So make sure you tune in next Sunday for another full recap of your favorite soap opera Days
surprise
of Our Lives.
Surprise guest. Who right could it be?
It's definitely not
Can
Billy
we guess?
Flynn. It's not Billy Flynn.
Mm. Well, then why be here? Kyler Pettis.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Kyler!
We'll see you next week for another edition Days on AfterBuzz TV.
Bye!
Bye,
see you
everyone.
Kyler.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.